Chapter 3.
Hold on a sec, said my dad. You think Abby chased some lady clear across the farmer's market because she knew the lady was a thief?
It was later that night, and we were just sitting down to dinner. My dad looked at me like he wanted to believe me, but just couldn't bring himself to do it. That's exactly what I'm saying, I answered. I mean, yeah, she was perfectly happy to eat the cookies once she got there, but somehow, she knew what that lady was up to. My dad laughed.
Okay, Jimmy, whatever you say.
Misty, my older sister, helped herself to a piece of chicken, which wasn't easy, considering she was also texting and scrolling through her music at the same time. Profile update. Name? Misty Bishop. Age? That really obnoxious age where everything she does is annoying, which is pretty much any age, by the way. Occupation? Sister? Buyer of stuff. Interests? Her phone? Her boyfriend, Jared. Fact. It's amazing what a person can do with one hand, as long as that hand is attached to a phone. Jimmy! She said, really loud, since she had headphones on. I just got a text from Jared. He says Baxter told Chad that you're joining the lacrosse team. Jared Knight was Misty's boyfriend, and Chad was Jared's little brother. Yeah, I am, I confirmed. First practice is tomorrow.
Isn't it awesome?
My dad said, beaming. Misty snorted. Just don't get yourself killed. I won't, I said, trying to snort back. Suddenly, there was a scream from the door. No! That was my mom, who'd just gotten home from yoga. We heard it again. No! The three of us at the kitchen table looked at one another.
Uh-oh,
said my dad. My first thought was to look down to see if Abby was under the table, where she usually hangs out during dinner. She wasn't. Double uh-oh, I said. Sure enough, 2 seconds later, Abby came flying into the room with something in her mouth. 5 seconds after that, my mom came flying in after her. Stop that dog! She screamed. I immediately saw what the problem was. Abby, who was having a blast, by the way, had something in her mouth.